Conversation, conversation, conversation. Hearts.
My name is Jogata, and I'm from the Sri Chinmoy Centre in Auckland, in New Zealand. I was born in a little town in the middle of the North Island in New Zealand called Whanganui, and the town was about 30,000 people on the edge of a very large river, the Whanganui River. And my very first memories of my childhood, in fact, I can remember very clearly looking out the window and seeing this great brown Nile of a river flowing by and carrying with it the trees from the watershed many miles to the north, and sometimes the dead animals had been swept down from the farmland and all kinds of debris from the civilizations upriver. But it was a very large river, it had a life of its own, and it was, for a child, a very terrifying river. It seemed to be so vast and so fearsome. One of the nice, I think it was the English novelist Lawrence Durrell who said that man is an extension of the spirit of place. And one thing I remember about Whanganui is the spirit of place was very strong. There was an ocean on one side, and then to the north there was a great chain of mountains. And my childhood is very much coloured by the memories of nature that were so powerful. The river itself, a great brown tide, was always there in my consciousness. And then the ocean we often would visit. And then the mountains were very beautiful and very vast and very mysterious. And my father encouraged the outdoor pursuits. And at the age of 16, I was presented with a large cardboard brown box, which I thought was a cricket bat or something like that. But when I opened it up, it was actually a hunting rifle. And so began a long series of adventures in the outdoors that included hunting and fishing and his encouragement, to enjoy nature. So I spent a lot of time in the outdoors, and so my memories of Whanganui are very coloured by the beauty of nature, the vastness of nature, and also the qualities which nature tends to develop in people, self-confidence and things like that. So very much a relationship between myself and the wilderness and the mountains and that were all around us. And I have a short tale from my childhood. When I was 14 years of age, my father had great hopes that I would become a concert pianist, and he sent me along to learn the piano from a rather disapproving teacher. And each week for 1 hour, every Friday, I'd go along to her house and hammer away at the scales and learn the rudiments of playing the piano. And our relationship went on for a year while I was mastering the basics of playing the piano. And the only occasion that I ever impressed her, on one Friday afternoon, we had a very dramatic earthquake, and earthquakes were quite common in this town in which I lived. And as I was sitting there playing some little Chopin prelude, the house began to shake, and pictures were falling off the wall, and a pot plant fell off a shelf, and there was a great commotion in the house, and tremendous noise. If you've ever been in an earthquake, it can be quite a deafening experience. But I was far more terrified of her than I was of the earthquake, and I carried on playing. And my piano teacher, Gillian, sprang up from the piano stool and rushed into the kitchen and hid under a kitchen table where she was cowering while all the crockery was falling over and pictures falling off the wall. And eventually the earthquake passed us by, but I'd played right through the entire earthquake because I was far more terrified of her than I was of the earthquake. And eventually she came back to the piano, and I was still sitting there playing my little Chopin prelude, and she was very moved by that experience, and she looked at me with a new respect in her eyes. But that was unfortunately the only time I ever inspired anybody with my musical ability. And shortly after that, my parents invited me to embark upon a new musical career, and at that point my piano playing came to an end.
Conversation, conversation, conversation. Ah.